This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Utah woman implicated in the deaths of seven children has pleaded guilty to six counts of murder. Megan Huntsman has been on suicide watch after being held on $6 million bail. Another Hollywood actor is asking for public support in the crowdfunding at gosnellmovie.com for a TV movie on the 40 years of Kermit Gosnell's abortion practice, which led to murder convictions and life in prison for Gosnell. An anonymous email tells what it means to have an illegal child in China, saying, "It is better to be a criminal in China than a pregnant mother." The email, signed by a grieving mother, tells how ex-cons can get jobs, while former illegal mothers cannot. Criminals have rights. Mothers illegally pregnant can be detained without cause. If a fine is not paid, the baby is either forcibly aborted or sold. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Studies show a strong link between abuse and abortion, and one video tells the story. 30% of abuse begins in pregnancy, and one in four women seeking an abortion are victims of domestic violence, which often captures women in a cycle of pregnancy, violence, and finally abortion. The isolation of abuse makes questions like, "Are you okay?" unlikely or impossible. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.